The Dulce Base Battle. A pistol cracks twice. Then a cobalt beam slices flesh like wet paper. It's the moment that haunts Dulce Base. That's the story Phil Schneider claimed got 66 Americans killed, and nearly took him too. August 1979, Dulce, New Mexico. Schneider, a government engineer, says he was expanding a deep underground base when the drill punched into something unexpected. A shaft exhaled a cloud of sulfur and ozone, worse than the worst garbage can imaginable, he recalled. Concealing a Valtra PPK, Schneider rode the cage down with a team of Green Berets. The elevator hit bottom. Headlamps cut through the dark. A 7-foot-tall, gray-skinned alien figure stepped forward. Schneider fired. Two shapes collapsed. A third raised its hand. A sizzling blue beam flashed, vaporizing Schneider's fingers, collapsing one lung, melting his boot to the floor. A soldier shoved him into the lift, hit the switch, and died taking the next hit. Schneider said the final body count was 66 Americans, seismographs registering a 6-second tremor nobody can explain. According to Schneider, Washington already knew the Greys were there. The 1954 Griotta Treaty, signed by President Eisenhower, he claimed, traded human abductions for alien tech. The Mesa, he argued, was merely Wing C of a complex the large Greys had occupied for centuries. The numbers stunned even believers. 131 underground facilities, $1.023 trillion in black budget spending every 2 years. High-speed magneto-leviton trains connected the bases at Mach 2 using an alien alloy called corbomite that could survive 10 million degrees Fahrenheit. Schneider believed the breach was a tragic billion-dollar accident. But at the exact same time, another man was watching the sky, and he said it was a deliberate act of war. Physicist Paul Benowitz, tracking strange lights over nearby Kirtland Air Force Base, intercepted signals he believed were alien. His theory was darker. The 1979 firefight wasn't a construction mistake. It was a failed assault, a bot special forces raid to free human hostages after a weapons deal went bad. He later drafted Project Beta, a rescue plan for captives he claimed were floating in vats, and sent hand-drawn tunnel maps to U.S. senators. The official response wasn't a denial, it was sabotage. Air Force counterintelligence officer Richard Doty later admitted he was ordered to feed Benowitz forged documents, a flood of disinformation designed to break him. But this creates a paradox. Why spend millions to professionally gaslight a civilian witness, unless that witness was getting dangerously close to the truth? The campaign destroyed Benowitz's health, but it backfired, cementing the very legend they tried to bury. Schneider went public in the mid-90s, waving shards of what he called Element 140, warning of 9 hostile species, and a 2029 plan to, quote, cull 7/8 of humanity. In January 1996, he was found strangled with surgical tubing. Despite conflicting evidence, it was ruled self-inflicted. His supporters disagree. Today, Dulce holds an annual UFO summit at a local casino. Ranchers still report lights gliding over Archuleta Mesa. And the elevator cage, supposedly still sealed in concrete. What did they really find in the dark? And who goes down next? Kandahar Giant. Static crackles across the radio. A patrol vanishes in the razor-edge mountains of southern Afghanistan. Minutes later, a rescue team scrambles up a goat track and encounters something impossible. A 13-foot-tall warrior with flaming red hair, 6 fingers on each hand, and a spear long enough to skewer a Humvee tire. 30 seconds of automatic fire finally bring the creature down, but not before it kills a Special Forces soldier, only known by his first name, Dan. A Chinook thunders in, the corpses bundled away, and every witness signed a non-disclosure agreement. Officially, none of it ever happened. This is the tale of the so-called Kandahar Giant. The alleged event occurred in 2002, but didn't surface publicly until 2016, when a defense contractor, known only as Mr. K, shared the story on Watchers 10, a YouTube series hosted by biblical paranormalist L.A. Marzulli. Marzulli identified the creature as a Nephilim, one of the hybrid giants said to descend from fallen angels in the Book of Genesis. When fact-checkers contacted the Pentagon, the Department of Defense denied everything. No missing patrol, no soldier killed by a spear, no 1,100-pound corpse flown to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. But silence only stoked the flames. On message boards and late-night radio, anonymous veterans insisted the cave was real. The giant reeked of decay, and commanders quietly instructed them to, quote, aim for the head, then a little higher. And Kandahar isn't the only account. In 2008, a former infantry team leader claimed he spotted what looked like a Taliban campfire through a Recon 3 thermoscope until the flames resolved into a single heat signature taller than the 12-foot pines nearby. A year later, an Air Force Reaper drone crew allegedly tracked three towering figures through the mountains. Goats nearby appeared no larger than cats by comparison. In 2012, drone operators monitoring the Corangal Valley reported seeing a man of impossible proportions stoop to enter a mud hut, while smaller figures moved around him like children. Even coalition partners added to the lore. An Australian cavalry officer claimed he tracked a 12-foot-tall figure near Uruzgan, watching as it silently disappeared into the hills after 5 uneasy minutes. Skeptics blame war zone exhaustion, faulty optics, even psyops. Fringe historians claim that Alexander the Great once wrote of strange red-haired hill tribes in this region, and others note that Pashtun elders still dye goats and their own hair bright orange with henna, though they seldom say why. What's certain is the terrain. Jagged caves, triple canopy cedars, valleys so remote that maps still guess at their contours. A theater built for myth, and for whatever might stalk its shadows. Every war leaves ghosts. Afghanistan, some say, may have left giants. Katenga Giant Snake. It raised its head 10 feet into the air, as if preparing to strike the helicopter. This was the moment Colonel Remy Van Lierd, veteran of over 400 combat missions, realized something impossible might be slithering through the Congo. Beneath him, coiled between torn-up termite mounds, was a creature so massive it looked like a fallen tree trunk. Until it moved. The photograph taken that day in 1959 remains one of the most hotly debated in cryptozoology. Snapped from a Belgian Air Force helicopter over the shrub savanna of Katanga, it appears to show a snake not 10, not 20, but possibly 50 feet long, stretching across the African bush like a train derailed mid-jungle. The head alone, Van Lierd claimed, was the size of a horse's, with jaws that could have swallowed a man whole. Van Lierd wasn't alone. Three other military men were aboard that August afternoon. Colonel Heisen, Major DeFabia, and Engineer Kint, who snapped the photograph with the Zeiss Icon Netex. With fuel running low, they had time for just one pass and one picture. That single grainy image would become a mystery that outlived them all. Cryptozoologists latched on. Bernard Heuvelmans, the father of cryptozoology, studied the photo closely, concluding the creature was between 39 and 45 feet long. Others were bolder. Ivan T. Sanderson, peering at the image through a high-powered lens, identified termite mounds and acacia trees, features that made the snake, by his reckoning, closer to 200 feet long. Van Lierd, in interviews decades later, never backed down. The snake, he said, had risen toward the helicopter, its scales a deep greenish-brown, its white underbelly visible as it reared to strike. If I'd been within its range, he said, it would have attacked. Biologists were more skeptical. The largest known African rock pythons rarely exceed 20 feet. Could this have been an outlier? a relic, something yet unnamed. Comparisons were made to Titanovoa, the prehistoric serpent that once ruled the swamps of ancient Colombia. That ancient snake, known only from fossils, stretched to 45 feet and weighed more than a ton. And then there's the photo. Passed from Kint to Heuvelmans to Sanderson, analyzed, enlarged, debated, mythologized. In 2023, amateur sleuths on Reddit claimed to have found the exact location using satellite imagery, comparing termite mounds and tree shadows with obsessive precision. Yet no body was ever recovered. No bones. Just one photograph, one testimony, and one haunting possibility. That somewhere in the thickets of Katanga, something ancient may still stir. If true, it would be the largest snake ever witnessed alive. And if false, why did the colonel keep the story until the day he died? Solomon Island Giants. They expected bullets. They got silence. When U.S. Marines landed on Guadalcanal in 1942, they braced for fierce Japanese resistance. Instead, they found nothing. Fortifications abandoned, weapons scattered. It was the first sign of something stranger than war. Official records offer a simple explanation. When the shells started falling, the Japanese fled. Construction crews dropped their tools and vanished into the jungle, leaving Red Beach deserted. But some say the jungle didn't just swallow them. It was hiding something else. For centuries, Solomon Islanders have told stories of the Mumu, giant hairy hominoids said to dwell deep in the mountains and travel unseen through underground tunnels. To the locals, these giants aren't myth. They're part of daily life. Witnesses describe three distinct types, towering red-haired giants over 10 feet tall, wild, half-human beings who roam the forests, and muscular dwarves called Chow Chows, said to have wandered into villages and even appeared in local newspapers. But the most chilling accounts date to World War II. Japanese forces stationed in Guadalcanal's interior reported strange attacks. Massive footprints near ransacked camps, guttural howls in the night, and comrades who vanished without a trace. In some stories, these giants didn't just stalk the soldiers. They ate them. Some claim this is why the Japanese abandoned strongholds like Red Beach and Henderson Field. Not because of enemy fire, but because something else had already cleared them out. Local islanders believe the giants saw the Japanese as trespassers, invaders of their sacred underground world. Marius Boireon, a former pilot turned researcher who married into a Solomon Islands family, collected hundreds of testimonies. One story came from former Guadalcanal premier Ezequiel Alebua, who told Boireon about a burial cave where, as a child, he saw a 15-foot skeleton laid out in perfect condition. Another account came from miners at Gold Ridge, who returned to their site to find a 10-ton bulldozer blade had been moved, apparently thrown over 100 meters away. Giant footprints were found nearby. Perhaps the most disturbing tale is that of Mengo, a local woman who vanished for 25 years. When she reappeared, she was emaciated, incoherent, and pregnant. Her family claimed she'd been taken as a wife into the giant's underground world. Her half-giant child, they say, was later killed by villagers. Skeptics dismiss the stories as folklore. But from Guadalcanal to Suajol to Maleta, nearly every major island has its own version and its own name for the giants. And nearly every villager has a story. Ask where the giants live, and the villagers still point to the mountains. Vietnam Rock Apes. At 0200 hours, so the story goes, a U.S. listening post on Sun Tra Mountain, nicknamed Monkey Mountain, spotted movement just outside the perimeter, shapes in the dark. And soldiers opened fire, the figures didn't scatter, they threw rocks back. The Vietnam War was chaos under a jungle canopy. Heat like wet wool, air thick with rot and gunpowder. But some soldiers say their strangest encounters weren't with the Viet Cong. They were with something else. They called them rock apes. Reports trickled in from different units. Marines described 6-foot-tall, red-haired creatures with long arms, scaling cliffs and lobbing stones. Some even claimed the creatures hurled grenades back. GIs mistook them for enemy scouts until the apes stepped into view. Some even say Viet Cong fighters encountered them. The Son Tra Peninsula became infamous for these sightings, and the name Monkey Mountain stuck. Vietnam does have apes, just not the kind these soldiers described. Native gibbon species, while classified as lesser apes, rarely exceed 3 feet in height. No known species matches the tall, aggressive humanoids seen in the war zone. Local legends offer one clue. For generations, Vietnamese hill tribes have spoken of the Bạch Tuột, or jungle people, described as bipedal, red-haired, and hostile. Western explorers in the 20th century recorded similar accounts. In 1970, British zoologist John McKinnon found large humanoid footprints. In 1982, Vietnamese professor Tran Hong Viet cast prints he claimed belonged to an unknown primate. That same decade, North Vietnamese General Hoang Minh Thao reportedly authorized a mission to locate the creature. It came back empty-handed. Skeptics blame jungle madness, hallucinations triggered by heat, fear, exhaustion, and drugs. And it's true, no corpses were ever recovered. No bones, no photographs, no proof. Still, sightings continued. The creatures, said to move in groups, seemed coordinated, almost tactical. They approached camps, then vanished. Could a relic species have survived in Vietnam's unexplored highlands? It's not unthinkable. In 2017, scientists discovered a new species of orangutan in Sumatra. In 2019, the silverback chevrotain, a deer-like mammal, was rediscovered in Vietnam after being presumed extinct for nearly 30 years. Perhaps the jungle still keeps secrets. Or maybe as the war consumed them, these young men glimpsed something else entirely, an echo of fear given shape. Either way, one question lingers. If the rock apes never existed, why do so many remember the moment they looked one in the eyes? Which of these creatures would be the most terrifying to encounter in the field? Let me know in the comments. As always, thank you for watching Dark 5. Like and subscribe to continue exploring the greatest mysteries of this world and beyond.